Greetings, my sisters and brothers in Christ. Oh my, so many beautiful readings this week. I actually picked two readings for this week, and I think you'll understand why as I continue. The first reading is from Christmas morning, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. The classic reading of the shepherds, having been told by the angels of their Savior's birth, hurried off to see the infant. The other reading I picked is from December 27. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Mary Magdalene tells Peter and John that they have taken Jesus away from the tomb, and she does not know where they put him. Peter and John run to the tomb, and seeing how the clothes were laid out, believed. How appropriate the church has been as including this Gospel reading during Christmas week, for the reason that his birth among us was so that he could die for us. What an awesome love. Recently, I had been contemplating buying a book regarding Christmas for my mother. There were so many to choose from. I had to work that night, so already being exhausted from the previous night and a busy day, I laid down to rest. I thought of Mom and how every time I visit her, she says, "Give me a hug." As I'm falling asleep, I am thinking, that would be a great title for a book. Suddenly, I thought, that would be a great title for a song. Suddenly, words began to enter my mind and was forming lyrics that made sense. At the same time, a melody was forming. At the same time, I am thinking, but I need the sleep. The lyrics, however, kept developing, so I gave in and began to write them. Otherwise, I would forget them later. Later in the week, as I was writing many Christmas cards, I was including the simple message, Jesus shared in our humanity, God with us. After about 50 cards or so, ding, it finally sunk into me. Jesus did not come to us as different than us. He came as one of us to indeed share in all the pains and sufferings that we endure during our exile from the garden paradise. Wow! He shared our humanity from conception to death, and by doing so, he has felt all the things we do and has allowed us to have hope of arriving back to paradise once again. After this renewed epiphany, I was going back over the lyrics that were written, and though I did not think so at first, or in a sense a Christmas song. Perhaps you agree, or not, but here are the lyrics from I Need a Hug. There is pain in my life. No one seems to notice. There is grief in my life. No one seems to care. I stumble in my weakness and everyone is laughing. Lord Jesus, I need a hug from you tonight. I don't need a God who is swinging sword in hand. I don't need a God who makes earthquakes shake the land. No. I need a God who will share my pains and sorrows. Lord Jesus, I just need a hug from you tonight. In my darkness, Lord, I cannot behold tomorrow. In my blindness, Lord, I cannot even see today. My body aches, and I make many bad decisions. Lord Jesus, I just need a hug from you tonight. I don't need a God who's just watching from the stars. I don't need a God who cannot feel all my scars. No, I need a God who will share my pains and sorrows. Lord Jesus, I just need a hug from you tonight. I try to go to sleep, but tears are trickling down. I try to smile, but all I do is quiver a frown. I need a God who will share my pains and sorrows. Lord Jesus, I just need a hug from you tonight. Dear God, please hold me close to you tonight. Joseph T. Repass. No other God has ever interacted in love with people, let alone died for them, and rose again. Jesus has. You are greatly loved. Merry Christmas. Joe Repass.